First, I'd like to make a comment about the men's conference held yesterday at Our Lady of Fatima. And it turned out to be a big success. And for the women that heard Harold Deacon Sivers on Friday night and the men that were there yesterday, everybody was certainly moved by what he had to tell us and reaffirm what we believe as people of God, as men and women in our Christian life. The venue will change next year. It will be in Brighton. There will be some new leadership taking over, and they have several good ideas. And it made me think at the end of the day about what the bishop is asking us to do. And at the assembly in the fall, he gave us this prayer that we recite after the profession of faith every Sunday. And part of that idea to re-evangelize is to reach out to men and women, the ladies that go to the women's conference, and us men, to start that evangelization process as we move along in our life. So there were 170 men signed up last Friday, and there ended up being over 600 men. So we invite the men of the parish to attend next year. The goal is 2,000. I don't know if that's too high of a goal, but it'll be held in Brighton, Michigan. So give it some thought and see if the Lord is calling you to not only attend the conference, but as we pray to that new evangelization. And now page 2. Today's gospel can often be called the gospel of the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And last week we heard about the Beatitudes from St. Luke, and now Jesus takes the apostles aside and explains in a little bit more detail what these Beatitudes are all about. And he doesn't water them down. He doesn't give the apostles an easy way out or let them ignore what he's teaching them. And so let's look at these sayings in today's gospel again. The first one is to love your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Do good to your enemies. And thinking about praying for your enemies can be awful difficult at times, whether they're somebody in your own family or maybe considering people in the whole world. And it reminded me, or took me back to 9/11. And when the towers were bombed and we had all that problem in our country, how many of us actually prayed for the terrorists? I know myself, I did not. It was easy to come together as a country, get down on our knees and pray for the victims, the families of the victims, and so on. But I never caught myself praying for the enemy. And then move forward a few years when Osama bin Laden was captured and he was killed. I never found myself praying for his soul and that God would have mercy on his soul. And so I look back and say, how do I need to refigure how I'm praying, who I'm including? And that's what Jesus wants us to do. He was on the cross, and he prayed for everybody. He did what he did as an example to us. And then next he says, turn your cheek to those who beat you, those who insult you, those who do harm to you. And I've heard the statement in the past where somebody has been harmed or offended and they'll say, I don't get mad, I get even. And that's not what Jesus wants us to do. But I will have to tell you, there are rare occasions in which you have to turn the other cheek. And so I have to tell you that my wife is a black belt in karate. And one night she asked me if she could practice a move on me. And the next thing I knew, I was laying on the kitchen floor. And so I just looked up and said, honey, do you want to do that again? So sometimes you just have to give in. The third thing is somebody takes your cloak, give them your tunic as well. So oftentimes we think of stealing or having something stolen from us. And the first thing is might be anger, getting back at that person, wanting what we have back. And we're often reminded that of those people that tell us that the best way to look at that situation is that those people probably needed what they took from me worse than I needed it. And if you can resolve that in your heart, it's easy to say, I'm glad they got it. The next thing is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But to go a little bit further with that, whether they do good to you or not, Jesus is asking us to be good to others. It's easy when we get a nice compliment, somebody is good to us, but when they're mean to us, or maybe don't even say please and thank you for something that we've done, we still need to be kind to them. The next thing is lending, and that can certainly be difficult because not all of us are in a position to lend, but for us men, we may lend out tools, or people may come to us as family members needing some financial help. And one of the best pieces of advice I got from my father-in-law was, when you lend money, consider it a gift and never expect it back. And if you can live by that principle, it certainly makes things easier because, again, you're glad you're helping somebody out. You had something to give, just like Jesus gives us. And then be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. Do not judge. Do not condemn. Pray for those people. Forgive those people. And it reminds me of the story of the man who was traveling from New York City with his two little children. The children were quite disruptive, and the man was sitting in his seat, quite despondent. He wasn't sure kind of what was going on, kind of in deep medication, just to himself. But the kids were quite disruptive. So finally, one of the passengers got up and walked over to the man and tried to scold him about not taking care of his children, not disciplining them, not making them behave. And he looked up at the passenger and he said, "I'm awful sorry that this has happened, but they lost their mother an hour ago." So we never know what's going on in somebody else's life, what cross they are carrying, whether it is more difficult than our cross. And so Jesus says, do not judge, do not make predetermined decisions. And so we look at this whole gospel, and Jesus is challenging us in a new way. And we have to ask ourselves, do I really want to be like Jesus? Do I let my stubbornness get in the way of being like Jesus? Do I desire to love like Jesus loves me? And we have these guidelines, this blueprint of how to live the Christian life. And every day we may think of what Saint Teresa has told us, or Mother Teresa has told us in one of her prayers. And if someone is hurtful to you, forgive them anyway. And if someone offends you, pray for them anyway. Because in the end, it's only between you and God, not between you and them anyway.